With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. It's important that cows and calves are handled calmly and with as little stress as possible to reduce negative impacts on their health and productivity. It's called low stress handling. But don't confuse the concept of low stress with low pressure. The NCBA says pressure is needed to create movement, but it's important to know when to release it too. And that's one reason why the NCBA is hosting a number of events around the country to meet with cattlemen and discuss low stress handling. Jennifer Houston is the NCBA president. She's also a cattle producer and calls the sessions worthwhile.
We all know that we're stewards of our land, but there's always things we can do better. And the people that we have doing this, Kurt Pate and Dr. Ron Gill, are just great at teaching us things about how to manage our cattle, how to be good stewards, how to be careful in what we do and cognizant of what we do, and to learn a little bit about the animals that we work with every day.
And with calving season coming to a close for many producers, it's just a good reminder that processing day can be a pretty stressful day for the animal. The simple fact is that lower stress equals better animal care and better production, as well as better health. By the way, the NCBA does have more events planned. Hands-on cattle training will take place in Ames, Iowa in June and in Fort Collins, Colorado in August. You can check the NCBA's website for details. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.